Well, I think some people say turnip greens, or some people say mustard greens. Mustard, if you plant mustard seeds, you get mustard greens, and if you plant turnip salad, turnip greens, it's what would grow a turnip, but so often people don't grow it for the turnips, they pull it up and to eat, you know, as greens. But you know, there was one of these couples that we thought so much of. This fellow was an official at Wurlitzer, and he was from Rockford, Illinois, and she was from, I guess she had lived, when they came here to live, they came from DeKalb. I don't know whether she grew up in DeKalb or not, but anyway, it was right in that vicinity, that area, and I know he was from Rockford. And they lived down here, and oh, they were just the nicest people, and were, you know, they were good citizens in every respect, and had often nice children. They were the ones, you know, that she said they learned to say, "Yes, ma'am," and all that. Well, she's one of these good northern cooks, you know, and oh, she just cooked and baked and carried on, while she was here, she had a colored girl that came and helped her some days, you know, she'd wash and iron and do some things like that, but I'm sure she never cooked a boiled water in for Jackie. Anyway, though, sometime we said something about greens. Oh, no, never. I don't think she'd ever seen any greens either, but she lived here. They lived here, I couldn't tell you how long. And he was transferred up to Elkhart, Indiana. At that time, Wurlitzer bought an instrument firm that was sort of about to go out of business, and they had never been in that form of business, and they moved Dick up there to manage that. Well, as it all turned out, what is the name of the one that makes all the instruments? You know what that is. All the horns and the... it's a well-known name. Well, anyway, this was not that one. And I think it was just a matter of conditions and all, and so they got out of that and then moved Dick on to their power plant, you know, because it was not his fault in any way. But anyhow, she was down here. He had already gone, but she was down here with the children and was here to sell the house and let them finish school and everything. And so he came back down here and once or twice on visits while she was still here. And it was almost time for them to move. I think they'd already made a deal with somebody about the house. And so I told Jackie this story that I'd heard, that my grandmother on the plantation in Louisiana, when she had slaves, that one of these colored women lost her little child just about, just a few months old. And my grandmother went to see her and told her she was so sorry about losing her baby. And she said, "Yes." And said, "Miss Jane, just think, she went to heaven and never had tasted pickled pork." So I told Jackie, I said, "Jane, I don't want you to go to heaven and never taste greens." So we had a dinner party for Jackie and Dick. And I never had greens at a dinner party, but we had them so Jackie could taste them. But I tell you, you could tell the greens didn't appeal to her at all. She'd never known some of them, but she didn't care about them. But maybe it's a cultivated taste, of course. Now, would you think that in this...